I won't get into to what Sid's been saying about Andrea Bargnani, but earlier today, Grantland was saying that he was going to be the surprise player after 40 games. From anything that you have seen, would you agree and or disagree with what Grantland said?
Well, look, I'll agree with this. He will. He may surprise because the expectation levels have changed.
Yep.
He'll be with a good team where he won't be the guy expected to do as much as he was before. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me playing a support role with the pressure off that, you know, he has a chance to shine. But, you know, Grantland could be looking at it after a while the same way we have in Toronto, boys. You know, the old cartoon, Michigan J. Frog.
Michigan J. Frog. No, if it's one. If it ain't Romper Room, I'm not feeling it.
You're too young, you guys. You're too young. The one where the frog jumps out of the box and sings, you know, hello, my baby.
Yeah, hello, my daughter. Hello, my time dog.
That one I know.
Right. And
say Bugs
when
Bunny.
The lights are on, just the performance is never there. And the guy keeps going from one spot to another and, you know, it puts the frog on stage, you know, dance, sing, and the frog does nothing and they kick him out and the frog jumps out of the box and starts singing. I get the feeling that's what Andrea was like. We all knew that it was possible, that he was capable.
Right.
But it just never happened at the right time. And, you know, maybe New York has taken the box now, and maybe, he'll perform at the right time with different expectations. So I don't say Grantland is wrong. It's a definite possibility. But at the same time, you know, they could be saying at the end of a year, time to move on.
I love cartoons when we were young. Jones, you remember the cartoon where the frog was just really lazy and was collecting checks and you thought the frog was going to really be something, but then the frog just kind of, there's always an issue with the frog, and then you just hated the frog. Remember that commercial?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Did the frog ever do a Primo commercial?
Froggo pasta.
No, I think the frog was just waiting for the insects to come close enough so he didn't have to work too hard, right?
Paul Jones, Aero Tibbetts at Sportsnet 590, The Fan. All right, Jonesy, week and a half until opening tip, October 30th against Boston. What do you think still has to get done between now and then if you're Dwayne Casey? What still has to be accomplished in these final 10 days?
He's got to solidify roles of bench players and rotations, and I think we start to see that in the last, you know, two games or so, as Dwayne Casey said, before they tip it off for real. You know what you're going to get out of the starters. And in a piece by the aforementioned Grantland, they talked about how Toronto's starting group at the end of the year was one of the best, if not the best, in either the NBA or the conference or some. I don't remember. I've read so much of that stuff, and the numbers just kind of make me numb at times. But they talked about how good the starters were. How long can you ride those guys? How much can you ride them? You don't want them injured. You don't want them worn out. You know, you've got to rest them for the long season, for the critical parts in the fourth quarter of each game. So I think the biggest thing is to get a real handle on capabilities of bench players and who can play what and when and how much they're going to play and developing, you know, sort of a rotation. So I think that's the biggest thing on Dwayne Casey's docket right now, and it wouldn't surprise me to see him continue to use these bench guys, you know, tonight especially against a decent team like New York, and see what he's got.
What does the record tell you about this team, if anything at all, in the preseason? Nothing.
Nothing, Tim, because okay. It's about you know, I harken back to my school teaching days and my coaching days with kids. It's about teaching the right things and getting the lessons across, even if a kid fails in the first few lessons. So you're not really looking at the one loss. There's never really a translation. Winning is always good for confidence, and the way you win can also help that confidence. But if you lose by trying things that you know, you might call on later on, and we had a coach that subscribed to that theory in university. At some point or other in my time when I played university ball, we were always the number one team in the country. And it just so happened that we would lose games in, you know, September, October, and the coach would say, boys, don't worry, we're not losing this game later in the year because I have an offense that will beat what they put out there. But we haven't learned it yet. So, I think that's the biggest thing for Dwayne Casey right now, continue to learn what he has and what you know, each player can give him at a certain time. And then he'll know when to insert him into the rotation.
Jonesy, my apologies, because I don't know the answer to this question. Were you at the season ticket holder town hall Friday with Tim Laiweke, Masai Ujiri, and a whack of players?
No, I wasn't. I did watch it. I watched the stream, though, online. And, you know, it was subsequently put on NBA TV Canada. So I am aware of what was said and what happened and what it was like, yeah.
What stuck out?
The fact that these guys want to win. And you know, I hear it on Twitter. Oh, here I go again. I got to buy into another rebuild. Well, don't. But it's not like they're going to stop trying to win. You know, these guys have come in and they said what the other guys said. Sorry for what happened last 4, 5, 6 years, but we're not responsible for that. Our time starts now. And that's kind of the nature of the beast. Everybody, every time there's a turnover, the new people come in and say, we're sorry about what happened before, but we're going to do our best here. And I think you have to give them that time to work. You know, patience is run thin with the fans. I can see it. But at the same time, you can't blame the guys that just got here. They were hired to turn this thing around, so give them some time to work and be patient with them.
The most important player to this team right now seems like it's Rudy Gay. Who will be the MVP when all is said and done?
I don't know, Tim. I would.
I know it's kind of a jerk question.
No. I would expect that it would be one of the guys that's your upper tier guys. I mean, what's the old adage? In the best games, your best players need to be your best players. Like there's, you know, look at what happened to the Dodgers on Friday night. Clayton Kershaw went out there and he pitched like, you know,
me
pitching a beer league on a Sunday afternoon, and they hit him all over the place. So
he pitched like Cody Joe, right?
He also had me playing right field for him.
Well, I would say to that question, Tim, knowing that your best players need to be your best players, it wouldn't surprise me if it was Rudy Gay or Kyle Lowry or DeMar DeRozan, one of the guys you expect to be a cornerstone.
I just wonder if Rudy Gay and Kyle Lowry will be around at the end of the season.
Everybody does. Everybody does. And I think that'll play out as the season goes on. If you get to January or February and things are, you know, looking bleak, then you become a seller and, you may be in the running for, you know, Andrew Wiggins or Julius Randle or Jabari Parker or, you know, Marcus Smart or one of those kids. But at the same time, I just don't know if you can go that way off the start, because 5 years out of the playoffs, as much as I talked about patience, you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. And if you get in at 6 or 7 or 8 and you become more attractive to free agents, I can name you teams that lost for years and have draft picks upon draft picks, but are still in the same predicament.
Yeah.
Clippers, Timberwolves, Kings, you know,
Bucks.
And Tim Laiweke said it.
Yeah.
It's also about drafting right, but it's also about free agency and building the team properly. And I think you got to give this new regime a chance to do that.